Blog Talk Radio.
Fam, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
Doing good, man. Listen, we are live on the air right now. We are so excited to have you on the Dream Hustle Winning Podcast, man. Listen, give everybody your name and the city and state you rep, brother.
Shoot, man. I go by King Kai, a.k.a. Young Coyote, man. For my family, my friends, you know, I go by James Bailey Ross, you feel me? And I'm coming out of the city of Seattle, the Pacific Northwest here, man. Yeah.
No doubt, man. Let's dive right into it, man, because, you know, you, one thing about you, you put your heart and soul into this whole thing, this whole music game. I mean, I want to speak specifically first on the music, and then we'll go to personal, just so we can try to get everything in over the next 13 minutes. Time of the Essence, I want you to talk about that track to the audience. But that track is just like, it's a mood riding, vibing. And just talk about the record, man. It's so vintage hip-hop, man. Talk about it, bro.
Well, for the most part, I mean, I always gravitated to the old heads, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like they had, like, a lot of the wisdom and the knowledge that a lot of the people, you know, especially me, because I'm still considered a youngin', you know what I'm saying, is missing, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody talking about nothing that is substantial, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's just kind of like, for the moment, just the vibe, I got this, I got that, I'm flashy this, I'm flashy that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it's like you get to a point where it's like it's just, it's played out, you know what I'm saying? It's overrated. It's like we've seen that. But it's like, what can we really get from it? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So,
and so for the most part, when I...
No, go ahead, brother.
Say again?
Go ahead.
For the most part, the record, Time is of the Essence, I came out with that in the beginning of this year. You know what I'm saying? And so I kind of was like in a mental place where I was just like, okay, man, like, now is the time, you know what I'm saying, to really, like, step out on faith and really push forward, you know what I'm saying, because there was a lot of things, there was a lot of things that I was going through, a lot of trials and tribulations and battles that I was going on internally, and then on top of that, my surroundings, you know what I'm saying, and so, like, a lot of that played a lot in the writing process and the things that I was talking about in that song.
Let's kind of dive into that. When you are on the stage, the microphone is in your hand, and you hear that music going everywhere, man, and you're looking at that crowd, explain how that moment makes you feel, brother.
I mean, to be honest, to see something, you know, as simple as somebody just, like, vibing to the music, whether they're dancing, whether they're nodding their heads, or even just, you know, throwing their hands up in the air and just moving around. Like, that's all energy, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's something that I feed off of. That lets me know that I strike a chord with you. That lets me know that, you know what I'm saying, we're connecting. Not just through the music, but it's like you understand. And that's all, like, a true artist really wants is just somebody who can understand them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
so
that's
like,
really like
with that being said,
right there, man. Yeah.
For real. Yeah.
Definitely. Coyote, Young Coyote, King Coyote, I want to go into this part here. You know, you've been through a lot of ups, you've been through a lot of downs. It's hard being an independent artist. I mean, you got so many things coming at you from, you know, trying to run a label, starting your own business, tax ID numbers, business checking, who to trust, what scams, what fakes, you know, and then, you know, we got COVID, we got protests going on. Like, why do you bet on yourself so much that you can make it in this game? Like, why do you believe in yourself so much?
Well, I mean, for the most part, it all plays a part in just a lot of the things that goes to, you know, been in the company, just my experiences. All that is what motivates me and fuels the fire, you know what I'm saying? And then just to see how everything else is playing out. It seems like everybody else is going through turmoil, and it's like I've been through it, so it's not like I can't relate. But then at the same time, it's like I've been there, done that, and it's like there has to be something more. So it's like if nobody's going to stand up or step up, you know what I'm saying, to fill in that spot, to be a beacon of hope, not just for myself, but just for other people to know, like, okay, well,
right.
Dang, you know what I'm saying? I see homie, you know what I'm saying? Even in the midst of this, like, he's still shining. He's still doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah,
I'm a congratulator. Sure. I've never been a hater, you feel me? I motivate, you know what I'm saying, any and everybody that I come in contact with, and it's all love at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And it's nothing to me to tell the next man or the next woman what she could do or the steps that she could take to get to where she wants to be, you know what I'm saying? And it's just all one big, you know, it's just a movement, a lot of buildup, a lot of pressure. And so now I'm just kind of like in position. Now I'm just taking off. You feel me? So it's like there's no slowing down. You know what I'm saying? No jet lag. You feel me?
No, I got
it's
you.
It's time
that.
To take off.
I definitely want to talk about this part here. When people listen to your music, kind of put it in a short sentence. What type of message do you feel people get when they hear your music overall?
I mean, to be honest, it's like I don't shy away from telling my most personal, you know, things that might be bothering me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not so self-conscious. I'm actually really selfless. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I can only be me. So it's like if I'm expressing the things that I've been through, the things that I've seen, the things that I've done, you know what I'm saying? It's going to strike a chord with somebody, not necessarily aiming at a particular margin, you know what I'm saying? Like how some people have just like a sound, not to knock that, because what's the word I'm looking for? Everything has its own place, you know what I'm saying? So there's always something for somebody, you feel me? So with that in mind, I just make good music based off of just my life. And it's like if you're in tune with yourself, you can relate and you can develop that understanding through my music and develop that connection. And that's all it is to it, really. I mean, yeah.
Gotcha. I know your music is right now. I know Time of the Essence and your music right now is on SoundCloud. What is your SoundCloud backlink name so people can follow you on SoundCloud?
All right, so for all people that's, you know, trying to tap in that might have an interest, I go by King Kai, a.k.a. Young Coyote, Coyote for short, or Young Coyote, whichever you prefer. But my SoundCloud name is Young Coyote 206, and Coyote spelled with a K.
Okay,
so.
Well, I do one thing, bro, but you got to slow it down, man, because people are listening. So just kind of slow it down a little bit and say it. Spell out your name. It's Y-U-N. Like, spell it out so when they go to SoundCloud, they can just type it in. You feel me?
Word up. So it's YUNGKAIYOTE and then 206. All together. You know what I'm saying? Young Coyote 206.
Okay, and then what about your Instagram handle? What's your Instagram handle so people can follow you on Instagram? Say it out loud and slow, please.
Oh, no worries. So y'all can hit me on IG, you feel me? So it's also Young Coyote 206. You know, I try to make it as simple as possible. And it's spelled
so spell
the exact
it out
same
for
way. YUNGKAIYOTE. 206 all together, or you could just, you know, hit me on my just James Bailey Ross. You feel me? Shout out to Pops. You know what I'm saying? They holding it down out there in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Newark, Camden. You feel me? Shit's going up right now, and it's all love. You know what I'm saying? All my people. You know what I'm saying?
Got you on that. I want to go into this part here. When you think about everything you put into this game, the ups and downs, and you think about the sacrifices you've made so far, and like you said earlier, you know why you want to go to the next level. I want to ask you this. 2020 has been a crazy year. by far. But overall, you know, with the COVID and the protests and everything, with everything going on socially, what are some of the things that you plan on doing to make a difference just in your community? Just give me like a brief sentence, like what is something you're going to be doing to make a difference?
Okay, so for the most part, I'm trying to give people the opportunity to experience financial freedom. You feel me? So it's like I've, in a sense, been like out and just like working on expanding, not just through the music, but also through networking, also through outsourcing, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't just stop here in my city, you know, out here in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? This is a worldwide movement. Everybody's feeling it. Everybody's going through something. And so it's like to be able to outsource and to make those connections with people, not just where you're at, you know what I'm saying? Everybody comes up. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, gets hip to what's going on and can be positive and continue to spread that love, you know what I'm saying? Because it's infectious, you feel me? So that's what I'm hoping for, is that domino effect, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
Grab one, reach one, reach for one, you know what I'm saying? And we all just come up, you know, together.
Because no, I got you on that right there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, life's too short, and it's like people get caught up in, like, little things, you know, little quarrels, disputes, and what it all comes down to is just the lack of understanding. So it's like when you really take the time to, you know what I'm saying, where a person's coming from, it makes it that much more easier to be able to build those bonds, you know what I'm saying, and just that understanding. But it's like, you know, don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? Because for every action is a reaction, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very loving and kind person, very genuine, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a lot of people these days could be naive to the fact of the matter of what's going on and why it's happening, you know what I'm saying? And it's like the media doesn't really help at all, you know what I'm saying? They only portray what they want you to see.
Definitely. Well, you know, they're going to put it out there. Definitely, you know, they're going to put it out the way they want to, man. And that's something that we definitely try to build on. I want to say for the most part, because we got 45 seconds before we got to jump out of here, man. The thing I like about you, King Coyote, is that you know your purpose, you understand your purpose, and you understand the sacrifices it's going to take to make your dreams a reality, man. So I want to salute you for being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, man. And I want to tell everybody, go to SoundCloud, listen to the whole catalog, but Time is at the Essence. Listen to Time is at the Essence. It will change everything. Trust me. You will see a big deal when you listen to that. All right? Thanks so much, Young Coyote, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Much love. Big ups to y'all, man.
Let's get it. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.